Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Razor Sharp by Fern Michaels, performed by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. Cosmo Cricket looked at the Mickey Mouse clock on his desk, a gift from a grateful client, because, as the client put it, what do you give to a man who has everything, except maybe a part of his childhood to remember? For some reason, this particular clock meant the world to him, and not because Mickey Mouse was part of his childhood, because he hadn't really had a childhood, at least not a normal one. Some day, when he had nothing else to do, he'd figure it all out. He wished he could remember the client, but he couldn't. Mickey told him it was the end of the workday, but the city that he lived and worked in, one that never slept, was about to come alive just as he was about to head home. This was always the time of day when he sat back with a diet drink and reflected on his life, on his work, on his past, and on his future. He never reflected on the present because he knew who he was and what was going on, right down to the minute, thanks to Mickey. He'd known who he was from the day he was born. There were those who would take issue with that statement, but those people didn't know his mother and father. There wasn't an hour of his life that he didn't know about because his parents insisted he know everything. He always smiled when he got to this point in his reverie. He knew he weighed 14 whopping pounds when he was born and looked like he was already 4 months old. He knew that his parents fought over who got to hold him, and he was told that he was rocked in a chair from day one until he was 3 years old, at which point he'd announced he was no longer...